We stay in New Zealand. Monty Beetham's on the line. G'day, Monty.
Afternoon, boys. Been too long.
It's been Monty. Way too long. Monty, I assume you got out there on Saturday afternoon. What a great scene. What a great endorsement for the game. You were there for Sky Sport New Zealand.
In the game, but I tell you what, I knew what to expect from the Matamatonga side and the crowd because I've been there to previous games and I've seen it unfold the Red Sea. But it's been like, you know, 3 years since I've been at a game live. So to see it live, to have the energy, to have them singing the hymns, to see the sipitau, to see the haka going head to head, the emotion, the scenes, it was amazing, boys.
What about, is this a staple play now? Do we see this every year, do you believe? Should we see it every year, New Zealand taking on Tonga?
Well, you've got your origin, right?
Yeah.
And that puts you guys in good stead. There's nothing better than that, especially from your side of Tasman and what you think. But for us, to play our players into form or to have them playing their black jumper and form some combinations, it's probably the next best thing against Matamatonga. We've seen the players that they've got on the books and what they can do. The collisions were just severe, mate. It was pretty good. It was a shame there was a bit of rain around because I think we would have seen a little bit more open running rugby league. But, like also from a rugby league point of view, from New Zealand rugby league, if you want to get the money in, you've got to fill the stadium. You've got to put bums in seats. And no one does that better than this Matamatonga side. The houses are covered in red, flags everywhere in the cars past the game, mate, all through Otahuhu as well. It's they take over, and it's all in good spirits too, man.
Hey, Monty, just on that, what about today? You wake up, or Sunday, probably more to the point, the day after the game, the real estate in the paper or the news, was it getting much press over there, this massive game for us in the rugby league?
Yeah, it is. But don't forget the All Blacks and that are coming up and everything else. So definitely on social media, there's plenty on. But, you know, there have been making good headlines, rugby league, because not only was it Matamatonga who sold out the stadium after we haven't played here, a great game of rugby league in some time, but also the Warriors coming home. So 2 weeks in a row, you've got an excess of 50,000 total coming down to watch the boys play. So it's epic. But when you've got the big names on both sides, the Kiwi side, the Tongan side, some of the guys that have been household names in NRL for a long period of time, and that could jump into the Australian team could play Origin football, some of them, but they're choosing to play for their nation. It's great.
Monty, you've seen plenty of good New Zealand sides and you've played in some terrific New Zealand sides, but was that team, I was just saying to Joel before, that's the best New Zealand team I've seen. Do you agree?
It's a very good side, Fletch. It's a very good side. And, you know, when it came out, everyone said, look, you're picking on form straight away. You know, across the spine that you had, you're down on terms of experience because there was only like 15 tests amongst all four of them. And obviously Dylan Brown was debuting, but he didn't overplay his hand. He did what he needed to do well. Looked like he'd been there for a very long time. Brandon Smith, we've seen the passion he plays with, and we know he's one of the best hookers in the game. So it was really good to see. And of course, Jerome Hughes, but Joey Manu, I mean, what's happening there?
Oh.
Everyone knows him as a strike centre out on the edge. But as I've said previously, and as we were hoping, we knew he could be that striker that could be anywhere. He could pop up on the left side of the field, the right side, through the middle, in yardage and good ball. And didn't he do that? It was like he was a kid just having his way, or even an adult having his way with some of the schoolboys in terms of how he was playing. He was exceptional, mate. I mean, over 400 metres. Outstanding.
I can see why the Warriors were keen to get him over there. They offered him $1 million, but you probably would think it would be a little bit more. I knew he was a good footballer, but to have the stamina to do that, because usually when you're playing centre, you're not doing that much amount of work, but over 400 metres, I haven't seen... Well, the only other guy I've seen get close to that was another Kiwi in Roger, so phenomenal effort.
Yeah, but the engine on him, like right, Fletch, because normally at centre, let's face it, when you get a little bit wider out with the backs, you do bludge at times. You know, exceptional ability, explosive, yes, all that type of stuff. But we didn't realise he had the engine. No. He had a kicking game. He had other parts of his game in terms of second phase, changing tempo and pace at the line or just before the line. But he just wanted to, you know, to put his presence across that game, and that's exactly what he did. And, you know, like those are the sort of players that you got to have, million-dollar players. But you mentioned the embarrassment of riches for the Roosters because you got Tedesco who ran for 261 metres in the origin. I mean, you got those two guys who Obviously on the same back line, but I mean, imagine that. I mean, geez, I mean, if he went to any other club and the Warriors would pay $1 million for him, I mean, 1.2, I mean, that's the sort of marquee player that can change a fortune of any side, because he could do it from either end. He was doing it in yardage, he was doing it in defence, he was doing it in good ball. So, I mean, that's the type of player that just wins matches.
Absolutely. Monty, now, speaking of stamina, I was watching a 2008 replay of New Zealand's version of Dancing with the Stars, and one Monty Beetham pops up. Yeah. Now, you nearly went all the way, Monty. Have you ever thought about going on another reality TV shows?
Like what? What reality show you thinking, mate? I mean, that was you know, we made the final. I was in there with a netballer who went on to win it, with Stefano as well. But, mate, it was fun. I was a lot younger then. I mean, I was 30 years of age. But, you know, it was a bit of fun. There was moments when it was bloody scary, I tell you that. But, you know, when you're dancing, when you're not under the influence of a few drinks, it was a little bit more.
I was about to say, Monty, I've seen you dance up the bourbon and beefsteak, and I was just thinking, you need to get into this professionally. But I'm thinking other things, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Mm. You'd be very good at that. You're very resourceful, Monty.
I've seen that SAS over there, right?
Oh, there you go. SAS, that's your go.
For me, I'm not tough enough. I mean, that is bloody epic, and you've seen what they're doing over there. That's amazing, mate. You know, I'd rather have a much cushier job like you, get paid millions, and just have a bit of fun all the time.
Wish I was, Monty. Wish
I tell you what he'd be good at, because he's very influential, Monty.
Yes.
Right? Everyone wants him, you know, he's helping out with the boxing, and he'd be good at, you know, those shows, those mid-morning shows where they sell stuff.
Oh, yes, like an infomercial.
Yeah, I reckon he'd be good at that. Yeah, would you ever do that, Monty?
Are you guys stitching me out there, mate? Yes, you are.
I wouldn't
the shopping
be.
Channel.
That's it, Monty. That is it. Tell us a bit about that. What was your role on that? What did you have to do? Did you have to sell anything?
Obviously that good that the shopping channel went bust, so not good enough. But yeah, it was funny because I was training one of the guys who was running it, and was his dream, his vision, and I was like, okay, I love you. Now you're right in front of the camera. Do you want to give this a go? A bit of selling, and you know, selling all sorts of types of stuff, but obviously not enough of it. But yeah, I mean, you try these things, you have a bit of fun, and you test yourself. And geez, at times it was a bit scary as well. But yeah, geez, man.
What was
last time I take your calls, fellas?
hey, Monty, just on that, on a serious note, there's a really good true story about, I think Nicole Kidman might play the part, about the mop. Have you seen that?
No.
Our listeners, it's a cracking story.
One of those ones that you pull the head off and it squeezes
and
all the
she backed herself in, yeah. And so you never used to have the detractable mop where everything was just in the old bucket. But anyway, go and check that out. If somebody texts in, Monty, I'll let you know the show. Just before we get off the rugby league, Monty, or back onto the rugby league,
yes,
you played in that famous victory for Samoa in 2000, defeating the Kiwis. What did you make of their game, and where do you have them placed in this sort of World Cup pecking order?
Yeah, look, I can't say I played against the Kiwis and defeated them, but I've played in the 2000 World Cup. But, you know, when I played for the Kiwis and beat Australia, probably just the one time. But in terms of Samoa and what I saw the other night, mate, it was outstanding. And if you think about the players in the Samoan side that are, you know, the Bolo and Papali'i that are in the Origin sides, and you look at Nelson Asafa Solomona and even Leota and those types of players that are playing in the Kiwi side, imagine if they decided in the final hour to just go and all play for Samoa. That would be an absolute force, wouldn't they? But over the course of the number of World Cups that we've seen, you know, we've had good Samoa sides, but for whatever reason, they haven't been up to it or they've been disappointing. But that young side we saw the other night, especially with all those young Panthers and that second row with Schuster and co., a very good team to watch. I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do in the World Cup. I think it's going to probably be one of the most hotly contested World Cups for some time. You know, you've got, you know, even Papua New Guinea upsetting Fiji, who've been in the final four for the last sort of three World Cups. So exciting competition ahead, boys.
Yeah, just look, it was New Zealand Maori, wasn't it, in the World Cup 21-16?
Yeah, New Zealand Maori, that's right.
That's right. At the World Cup 2000, Henry Farfeely got a double that day. And you were the dummy half, Monty. So a big game there, Brian.
It was very, I mean, I never used to run at Monty. He was quite scary. Now, Monty, tell us about Warangi Kupu is having a fight. You helping him out? Who's he fighting?
Yeah, he's fighting Kevin Mialamu. Oh, yes. So I'm actually helping Kevin Mialamu. It's the old league versus rugby, right?
Oh, okay.
And what happened, Fletch, was we're at, you know, going to train Kevin for a fight, and we were thinking of, about Paul Gallen, and that was potentially going to be the fight, but that one fell through. And so Dean Nonan goes, oh, let's put on an event here in New Zealand, let's bring back the Fight for Life. And so sure enough, and I thought, okay, well, I'm training Kevin, so let's go out there and find an opponent. It won't be hard to find a elite bar because they're all tough buggers. You know, normally it's hard finding the rugby boys. But every time we'd ask, people weren't interested. People weren't interested. So I got a hold of Corpu, and I, you know, used to play league alongside Corpu since under-19, a very long time ago, and said, bro, are you in? It's not personal. Let's have a go. And, you know, he accepted the challenge from his past captain and old teammate, and here we go. And look, he's in sensational condition, mate. He looks like he's 22 in terms of physique. He's got a 12-pack and everything else. I hate the bloke.
Well, if you're looking for a rugby international to fight, I know Jeff Wilson's up for it.
Oh.
if you want to knock on his door, because we were talking to him last week, he was filling in for Beaver. Mm. And he is very keen. So knock on Jeffy Wilson's door.
Fletch, he's like you. He's making too much money on TV. He won't even hurt that face.
Well, I'll tell you what will be on TV, Sky Sports New Zealand this week. You've got the Warriors taking on the Tigers. I know it's been a battling couple of years for the Warriors and likewise for the Tigers, Monty, but how big do you expect this to be over there?
I want to sold out, which is huge. I think the day itself is going to be emotional. Seeing all the players sort of file back into the country, some for the first time, some, and it's been a long time. Sean Johnson's missed his daughter. She's been over here with mum while she's been just been put into the Silver Ferns netball side herself. It's been too long for the fans. You know, 1,038 days since they've played here. So it was weird when I was going down to the OB the other day and doing the Matamatonga game, and it's going to be even weirder now going down for the Warriors. In short, I think it's going to be a huge occasion, and it's something that the Warriors need because against your old mob there, Joel, which is the Tigers. So, look, they're just as desperate. So two desperate sides with the packed stadium on a Sunday afternoon at Mount Smart. I think it's going to be a bloody good one.
It's going to be a cracker. It's good. It's so good for the game, man. And for what the Warriors did, Monty, terrific stuff there. Hey, mate, we appreciate your time here. All those jokes, by the way, Fletch wrote. So if we ever bump into each other live in person, it is Fletch who wrote those jokes. All right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Are we running?
The great Monty Beetham. Great to chat, mate.
Pleasure, boys.